This podcast deals with disturbing subject matter. Listener discretion and headphones are advised.
It's time to open the door to your mind. Sit back and listen to true horror. But be careful of what you allow in. Because it's time to go
through the fog.
I'm Dark Hero, and this story is called Summoning Sam.
Cindy was a lonely young girl. Her father was always at work, and her mother was too busy to spend time with her. The girl had no friends at all. She tried her best to get close to the other girls, but she never seemed to fit in. So, each day dragged on, with the sadness of being alone heavy on her soul. She longed for someone to talk to, anyone at all. So she decided to make some friends in a unique way. With some time and effort, Cindy had taken a bit of poster board, scribbled some letters on it, and grabbed a clear glass from the kitchen to create her own Ouija board. She'd heard the other girls talk about seeing one in a movie or something, and it intrigued her. One night, after her parents fell asleep, she lit a candle, set her homemade Ouija board up on the floor, and placed the glass on top of it. She called out into the darkness.
Is anyone here?
She sat there, waiting for a response, the seconds feeling like hours. Cindy let out a disappointed sigh as she grabbed the glass, and when her fingers gripped it, suddenly she felt a pull. Her hand gripping that small glass cup was now over the word, "Hello." A jolt of excitement ran through her. She placed her offhand on top of the other and asked,
"What's your name?"
Feeling that same magnetic pull, the glass moved. S. A. M. Cindy was overcome with happiness as she talked to her new friend Sam. She asked him questions like,
"How old are you?"
and,
"Where are you from?"
Sam responded that he was the same age as her, and he said that he'd lived with her since she was a baby. Cindy was so happy to make a special friend, and Sam started to ask her his own questions.
"What's it like being alive?"
And,
"What's it like to feel?"
She thought about those questions long and hard, trying to think of the best answer. Cindy told him that living can be miserable sometimes, and that it was hard to make friends. She told him that she was happy to have him as a friend. Regarding the second question, she didn't really know how to respond. It was something he was just used to. They continued to talk for hours until Cindy felt so exhausted that she fell asleep right there at the board. In her sleep, Cindy dreamt of a dark place. It was as if she was standing in a room painted black. She stood there, staring at a mirror, but the reflection was not of her. The image was similar to hers, except it was a young boy. The boy was pale, with long brown hair and dark green eyes. He smiled at Cindy and placed his right hand upon the mirror. The palm of his hand was bleeding from small cuts that spelled, "Hello." Cindy jolted awake. Her left hand was in pain, and she got up to see the poster board was smeared with blood. The glass she had been using as a planchette was shattered, and her hand was cut. She quickly got herself bandaged and cleaned up before her parents noticed anything. Cindy felt drained, but she continued to school and rushed back home to talk to Sam. This went on for days. Cindy and Sam would talk every night. She would tell him all about her day, what she did at school, and about her parents. Sam would tell Cindy how lucky she was to go to school, to be able to do whatever she wants, and to be loved by her parents. Cindy didn't feel the same sentiment and quickly changed the subject, but the glass she was using began to move with great force. Sam spelled out the words,
I want to be alive.
Cindy suddenly felt afraid and threw the makeshift Ouija board and glass underneath her bed.
I'm feeling tired, Sam. I need to go to bed,
she said as she rushed under her blanket. She closed her eyes tight, trying to fall asleep as the sound of the glass cup moving on the wooden floor filled her room. She screamed, "Stop! Stop!" until her parents rushed into her room and they found her sobbing uncontrollably. Cindy's parents took some time to comfort her, and she felt overwhelmed by their kindness. They asked her what was going on, and she didn't want to tell them about the Ouija board, so she brushed it off as a nightmare. After that, Cindy refused to talk to Sam and stopped using the Ouija board. For weeks, she kept to herself, and for a moment, she thought that everything was normal. October came, and things around her home started to change. Things would go missing, plates would move, and pictures would fall off the wall. Cindy was feeling more exhausted as each day passed, and her parents were feeling the same. Her parents started to argue every day, and a heavy pressure could be felt as soon as you walked into the house. She even woke up one night with a sharp pain in her hand, and she saw small cuts that looked like they spelled, "Hello." She couldn't take it anymore, and pulled out the Ouija board from underneath her bed. Cindy slammed the glass on top of the board and shouted, "Sam, what do you want?" Glass moved quickly, over and over the same letters. It took her a moment to figure out that he was spelling alive. The glass exploded underneath her hands and blood dripped onto the board. Cindy tried to lift her hand away, but she felt a force slam them back down onto the glass. Blood continued to pour out of her palms and the board became soaked red. The writing on the board was all gone. All that was left was a crimson panel. She tried her hardest to lift her hands until she froze. Out of the red board in front of her was the sound of a baby crying. The crying grew louder and louder until she felt a small cold hand on top of hers. Something was pulling itself up out of the blood-soaked board, and it was a baby. No, it looked too disfigured to be a baby. Its whole body was drenched in blood. It had long brown hair and dark green eyes. It looked up at her and smiled as it crawled up her body. With each inch that it got closer to Cindy, its body grew and aged before her eyes until he was over her. She looked up to see a reflection, an image of a boy that looked just like her. He wrapped his hands around her neck and squeezed tightly. Cindy tried to resist, but he easily overpowered her. The boy muttered under his breath, "Blood. I need more blood to keep me alive." Cindy tried to let out a scream, but before the noise could escape, a snap and a tear echoed through the room.
Through the Fog is recorded and edited by Kemp. Intro and outro by Katie Kemp. For more stories, go to www.throughthefog.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep your eyes on the fog.